Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com, and welcome to the Creative Magic Club podcast. Today, I want to share a breakdown with you of my most recent five-figure launch to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes to just demystify the process so that you can see how to do this for yourself as well. And I'm going to walk you through the whole process that I went through to develop this offer that I just sold and get to the place where, you know, it's brought in over five figures for me within the last few weeks with the free content launch event that I ran at the beginning of last month, my Cosmic Attraction copywriting series, which hopefully you have also been able to enjoy because I have hosted it here on this very podcast. This is also the process that I walk all of my one-on-one clients through as well. When you come in to work with me, you want to develop your signature high-ticket offers and be able to sell and fill them on repeat to be having five- and six-figure launches, having so much fun doing your soul work in a business that you absolutely love and adore, which, you know, I don't do sales calls. And that's something that's kind of unique about the way that I run my business, which I absolutely love because it gives me free time to do other things. Like right now, I'm in a really awesome flow with playing guitar every day. And my friend came over the other night and she was like, "Can I play your guitar?" And I was like, "You know what? I actually have an electric guitar that I haven't played for about 6 years because it used to hurt my fingers. So I was just really focused on learning on acoustic." And then she got it out. And so this morning I was like, "Oh my God, I have to play this guitar." And it was so much fun that I just, you know, I have the time to just jam out for like half an hour and it's not going to kill my schedule and I'm not going to miss important calls on my calendar because I don't have that many calls on my calendar. And I intentionally set my business up in this way because I love it. And I still get to provide massive, massive value for my clients. They still get incredible results and it's a win-win-win. So if that sounds fun for you, keep listening and let me break it down for you. So know that I develop clarity on my offers over time. So I've been running my coaching business for 7 years now. I've been an entrepreneur for close to 10 years. And I've been through a bit of a pivot in my business in the last couple of years because I'm really bringing more astrology into the way that I'm working with clients. I've been bringing that forward in my messaging and in my branding. And I've been really developing my own methodology around this. And that has been a big part of this offer that I've been, you know, obviously I've been working one-on-one with clients for a long time and I've been supporting clients with content messaging, intuitive business strategy, money mindset, energy management, productivity. I've been doing these things for a long time. But, you know, as with every year, we grow and we evolve and the way that I support clients grows and improves and evolves. So we're always going to be in that process of bringing these like new levels of our gifts and skills into our messaging and communicating them effectively so that people know what they're buying when they sign up to work with us. So I'd been selling a lot of group programs. I'd been running my mastermind. I just launched a new group program when I got sick with long COVID. And I was like, you know what? I just need to keep it so, 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 so simple. And I really focused on filling my one-on-one again and just focusing on that. And, you know, when I first launch it, I don't think I even had a title for this offer. Right now, my one-on-one, the title is High Ticket Soul Client. That's the main offer that I'm selling. It's a 3-month one-on-one Voxer package. I think when I first started selling it, it was just my 3-month one-on-one Voxer. But I always knew that that was the result, right? Like that was the result I always led with in my messaging. Like if you, I think it was initially called Sign Your Next High Ticket Client. That was my first title, but I didn't have any branding. I didn't have a sales page. You know, I had already made tens of thousands of dollars and served many clients with this offer before I went ahead and made a sales page, which I did for this last launch. And I was also selling my private intensive. So those are my two one-on-one offers that I've been selling lately. And again, with my private intensive, it was a 90-minute call and it was just my private intensive for a while, you know, and it's taken me a while to just through serving clients and really fine tuning what is most valuable for my clients and what I am the best at. And then really positioning the messaging around those things in my titles. So whenever I bring out a new offer, I always bring it at a lower price because I'm experimenting. I'm trying new things. I haven't developed, you know, a whole brand like graphic design, banners, sales pages, assets, sales page copy. So I was just selling these offers through social media for months and months and months because that was just, I didn't have that much bandwidth. Like I was really sick. I had fatigue. I had headaches. So I kept things so simple in my business. So like that's always an option, right? And now I'm better and I have more energy. I'm like, I'm ready to really fill this offer up and I'm ready. Like I'm excited to start running group programs again, but I want to fill my one-on-one first before I launch another mastermind or group program. So I'm like, okay, let's amp it up. Let's do a content event and get back into the rhythm of doing these monthly. Whereas when I was in that period where I was really just like maintaining and keeping things super simple, I was just selling through social media. I did create a content event, but I only created two, I think, in a period of a year. You know, they still worked. I still got to repurpose them. They were still adding value. I mean, the first one I created, which was astrology focused, which was Sign Soul Clients Using Astrology, that one wasn't even selling my one-on-one, but it still, you know, attracted clients to my one-on-one because everything sells everything, right? When you lead with your story, when you make it so clear how you help people, people are like, they're not dumb. Like they can see no matter what container they work with you in, they can see what kind of support they're going to get, how, you know, your work is going to benefit them. So just know that like things don't get to, you don't have to do things perfectly and you can keep things really simple. You can focus on selling on social. Like I've had multi 5-figure months filling masterminds in the past with no content events, but that messaging has to be really clear. It has to be so clear how you help your clients and it has to be exciting for them to say yes to work with you and they have to know exactly what they're going to get when they do that. So this is really the power of a clear and potent story-led content strategy. So I digress. My private intensive. So throughout that time of running it, I saw that this was a really easy first step for people, like for new people or people who were resonating with me, but maybe just weren't feeling quite confident enough to drop several thousands of dollars on a higher ticket offer with me. That was an easy yes for them. So I've worked with clients on many things during that intensive. We've worked, you know, usually the main focus is their brand story. That's really like my gift and my secret sauce. But also the way that it's developed over time has been to really focus on offer clarity and positioning an ideal client. And all of this comes out of your story. Like I use your story as a way to pull out your curriculum, your gifts. I can get really clear on who is the type of client that would hire you for a high ticket offer based on what I can see you've embodied and you've walked through and the skills and the gifts that you bring and the things that you're really excited about helping people with. So that's now the focus of that 90-minute session, which I've called my Cosmic Brand Storytelling Private Intensive, which I actually came up with in the middle of my free event. That idea came to me. I was like, oh, let's just add the word cosmic on the front of this because then it lets people know that I'm, you know, I'm bringing their astrology chart into it. And I do before I see every client, I'll go through their chart and I'll have their chart on the screen while they're talking to me. And so I can guide them if there's any areas that they don't feel clear on, or that they're kind of wobbly on, or they don't have confidence on. We can use their chart to be like, oh no, like this is so clearly your focus, your zone of genius, your gift, or your challenge, and a big part of your story that, you know, has made you who you are. So just a little behind the scenes of how it's truly working with clients that will be the thing that will evolve your offers. Like, you can't sit and like plan and scratch your head and try and come up with the perfect thing. Like, you know what you know right now, and you're just going to get, you know, yes, your story and your astrology chart can give us so much deep clarity and so much confidence in the things that you're here to lead with. But the more you work with clients, the more you just make it follow the path of least resistance to get clients in the door, be getting paid, be serving people. That's really going to evolve your skills, and it's going to show you really what your most potent and powerful gifts are. And it's going to show you just what ends up coming out of your mouth over and over and over again when you're helping clients, and what are the directions that you naturally tend to lean towards. And this will become your curriculum and your message. So my focus with clients is always just start getting paid, start serving, start helping people, be willing to experiment, mix it up, play, try new things, see what works, be willing to fail. And when you lead with your story, you're always just going to attract people that are a better fit for you. So yeah, other things that I've used that private intensive for have been like doing a money mindset deep dive, getting clarity on a launch, really focusing on the brand messaging and offer clarity has been the thing where I'm like, oh, this makes the most sense, because if somebody wants to work with me long term, or if somebody wants help on their launch, or they have money mindset-ish coming up for them, like, we need to make sure that what you're selling is actually going to sell and is actually clear and is actually in alignment and you feel really good about it. Because if we haven't addressed those things, there's actually no point in looking at any of the other things, right? This is like the biggest needle mover. So, and I've sold this, I still don't have like proper sales page for my intensive. I've added some copy to my cart page, and I am developing a sales page for it, because it's just such a great offer. And it, you know, a very, very, very high percentage of people who take my private intensive naturally opt up into my longer term container, because they have all the information they could possibly need to know what it will be like when they work with me in that other space. So this is just working so great in my business right now. And as I keep doing the work and keep adding value to the offer and making it easier and easier to sell, because I've developed a lot of messaging and content and promotional content around it, and clients are getting like crazy results, and I'm getting, you know, racking up testimonial after testimonial after testimonial, obviously I can raise the price and I can feel really confident raising the price. So when I first started selling my intensive, I think the first one I sold was like 350, and then it went up to like 450, 550, 650, 750. Right now it's at 850, and I'm actually putting the price up tomorrow to 950, and I'm sure the price will continue to go up. So I recommend that way of working, like follow the path of least resistance, get people in the door, make it no brainer for them as you get really good at pitching it and selling it. And then it becomes easier for you to demand those higher price points. So I'd already developed these offers. I was like, I'm ready to really fill these up. Let's crank up the dial and get a bunch of people in. So what do? Whenever I want to get an influx of new clients, I develop a content event, which last month was my 5-day free training series, Cosmic Attraction Copywriting, which I ran on my podcast. And I ran a 5-day Voxer mini mind with it. It was all for free. It was so much fun. Again, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again and again and again, because this is something that we always need to be reminded. Your business is going to work best for you, and the strategy that will work best for you is the one that you like and the one that you have chosen for specific reasons, not because you've chosen because someone else told you to do it. I spoke about this on the podcast last week. There's nothing wrong with following a template and following guidance from a coach, but just when you know why you've made every decision in your business, you're going to have... I'm interrupting this broadcast with a special announcement. Are you wondering which parts of your story to focus on in your content to attract ready-to-buy soulmate clients? Do you wish you had clear sales page copy for your high-ticket offer with a stash of social media posts that lead to easy sales that fill your offer on repeat month after month? Do you wish it felt so easy and natural to talk about how you help people when you get interested clients popping up in your inbox? I can help you. In a 90-minute private coaching intensive together, we'll focus on the most important changes you can start making in your messaging to attract more paying clients into your offers. During our time together, we'll make sure your offer is actually targeted at the kinds of clients you really want to be working with. We'll tighten up your messaging or write it from scratch if we need to, and we'll map out a feel-good launch plan to start filling it up with amazing clients. You'll come away with powerful copy targeted at the kinds of clients who are truly ready to buy your offer and do the work, with a clear step-by-step action plan to start connecting with the right kinds of clients tailored to your strengths and audience. No cookie-cutter approaches here. Plus, clarity on your own story and which parts to share to attract the right people, with a list of content topics and a few solid pieces of sales content that you can start sharing to make sales right away. Clients who have done my intensive have gone on to get 20 applications within 48 hours of hitting publish on their new sales page, tripled their workshop signups, designed and launched new exciting offers, raised their offer price above five figures, and signed new dreamy clients into their high ticket offer within days. To chat about how we can use our time together to start welcoming more amazing clients into your world, message me the word intensive either over on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or to my email, sarah@withsarahmack.com. Have more confidence and conviction around those choices. So your follow through is going to be at a higher level. Like it's not magic, you know? If you have any type of resentment or something feels really hard for you because you haven't actually developed that skill set yet, which, another sidebar, it's taken me years to develop some skills in business, and that's okay. And wherever we are is good enough, right? Like, we get to make money, we get to serve people, we get to consistently grow, we get to have fun, we get to have all of our needs provided for in our business. And these are choices that we get to follow through on, and we get to, like, we are in control, and sometimes our unconscious is very much in control. So, you know, having those daily tools and practices around your mindset to really get all parts of you on board with growth into that new experience of life and money and business and success that you've never experienced before. Like, that's obviously a big part of this work. But when I've just seen this for myself, like when I've chosen something because it's meaningful for me, because it makes it easier for me, and I feel excited about it. Like, I'm kind of going on a sidebar tangent here, but I was talking to my friends the other day about how I made the choice to stop recording video with my podcast. I recorded video for, I think it was like, I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, three. Once I get past 2 years, I just lose track of how many years. But for the first, I think, two solid years, I recorded video with every podcast. And then when I got sick with long COVID, I was like, okay, what can I do? Any choice or change or decision that I can make to make my business easier, I'm going to do it right now. So that was one choice where I'm like, if I don't have to put on makeup and like brush my hair to record and like set up some good lighting and like tidy my office or make sure it's at a certain time of day or make sure I'm not like really tired and frazzled, like by not doing video, that's a whole load of extra things that I don't have to think about to record my podcast. Like, I'm sitting here in my messy bun, I'm not wearing makeup, I'm, you know, I don't have to change my clothes, I'm like, I've got like tea stains on my jumper, and that just makes this the path of least resistance. It makes me even more excited to show up, to know that, oh yeah, actually this is going to take me 20 minutes instead of 35 minutes, and that's a difference, right? So if there's any small tweaks and changes that you can make, and this goes for any part of your business, for your free content, for your free events, for your offers and the way that you're delivering and working with clients, for the ways that you're creating content, right? Like, simple things. Like, where have I been putting myself under pressure? And I love doing video. You know, I'm a Leo. I don't mind putting on makeup. And, you know, there were many years in my business where I just didn't put on makeup and I didn't believe in makeup. And I was like, this is a waste of money. Why would I buy makeup? And then I went through a new phase of, you know, actually, I like expressing myself with color and using makeup. So there's really no right or wrong. Just a reminder to examine what rules you may have made up that you may be living by that are absolutely, completely unnecessary. Because remember, the more authentically expressed you are in your business, the more your people are going to be able to connect with you and are going to appreciate the way that you do things. You doing things in the way that you want to do things is going to give other people permission to do things in the way that they want to do things. Okay. Sidebar over. I hope you enjoyed that. So I ran my 5-day free series with my Voxer Mini Mind, and I'd never done some of these things that I'd done before. One of them was running a competition to ask people to leave reviews on my podcast, because that's something that I'm very intentionally and strategically focused on building, because I know that reviews helps the reach of my podcast. And that is one area which I'm really focused on growing my audience, and it's my long-term audience growth strategy. And that was great. And the other one that I hadn't done before is I gave a discount code and ran a limited time promotion on my private intensive. Before running my content event, adding these extra layers in actually just felt like too much for me. I was like running things every month. I've been running free content events almost every month since I've started my business, other than for when I got sick, or like the last couple of years when I've had enough momentum that I haven't needed to, because I've still been attracting clients every month because of all the momentum that I've built. So sometimes I wouldn't give myself that much time, and I would kind of rush into things because I would procrastinate and leave things till the last minute and be like, oh, well, I just have to prepare the content. I don't have time to like ask people to enter a competition. And I remember making the choice before I ran it to push it back one more week and to just not rush, to give myself the time to be really intentional about it. And especially because I was pre-recording the content to release on my podcast, it wasn't, you know, a live event. So I actually loved that way of running it. And it was so great. I got so much engagement. I got to connect with so many people in my community. And I got some, you know, extra reviews on my podcast. And I booked 6 private intensives, which is amazing. I was so happy. One of them was a returning client. All of the others were new clients. So this was obviously like a big success, right? And a very high percentage of clients upgrade to one-on-one, which I incentivize by allowing my clients to deduct what they paid for the private intensive from the fee for my 3-month one-on-one. And I've already had 2 clients upgrade, and I'm in conversations with other clients about upgrading as well since then. So it's already been a 5-figure launch. It could turn into a multi 5-figure launch within the space of a few weeks. This just works really well. No matter how you offer your content event, no matter what kind of offer you're selling or how you're offer stacking, what you want to focus on is making it so clear about the value that they receive when they have your support in their world. And then your offer is really going to sell itself. So that's how you want to think. And I ran a lot of free events that didn't convert in the beginning of my business, when I was really in experimentation phase. And sometimes I landed on it, sometimes it did work. And then when I really studied what pieces needed to be there for the content event to do the selling for me, that's when things started to consistently work. And really, really intentionally naming the content event with a title and tagline that is so specifically positioned to attract people that would be the perfect fit for the offer that I'm selling. This is really important. And I feel like a lot of people, when they teach this, they don't actually go into detail around this, but it really is the difference between having a 5-figure launch and having a $0 launch, you know? And with high ticket, it doesn't matter if you have low numbers. If you only have 1 or 2 people show up and 1 or 2 people buy, you know, and you made a $5,000 sale, that's hugely successful, right? Like, it's very profitable use of your time. And going into this, I didn't have the mindset of like, if nobody buys, this is going to be a failure, because I knew that this content was going to be making it so, so clear how I help people, delivering so much value, making it clear to people how I can help them, that even if nobody bought within, you know, the few weeks of running this, like I've been promoting this series every day on my socials since I made it. I have, you know, 1 to 3 new signups on my email list every day. So I know that these people, if they're the right fit, if this is resonating with them, they are clear. They have the information that they need. If having my support is something that they desire, and I know that they'll, you know, when the timing is right for them, they'll buy from me in the future. So it's so important to be thinking about that consistent cycle of new people, nurturing people, making sure they have the information that they need to understand who you are and how you can help them and what your offers are and what the options are to work together. Then when the timing is right for people, the timing is right for people. And that's how you create a constant flow of new clients into your business every month. So ideally, running some type of content event every month is ideal. And it doesn't have to be like a multi-day crazy thing. It can be a one-off workshop. It can be a live stream on your social media channels that you invite people to or that you don't invite people to. As long as you understand how to target people with free content. Obviously, ideally, you want to get people onto your email list, then you can continue to add value to them, nurture those relationships, and educate them about how you can help them. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm continuing to develop both of those offers. And every time I serve a client, I'm making them better and better and more valuable for my clients. I'm developing my processes and the ways of working with people in these offers that I know helps them to get the best results possible, because ultimately that's going to help your business more than anything else. And obviously, anyone who's in my audience, I know that's not your main issue. You're brilliant at what you do. It's really about getting the people in the door. So yeah, and I'm always raising the price for my 3 month. I started off selling it at around $3,000. You know, it's now at $5,500, and I will continue to bump the price up. I raise my prices several times per year because I'm usually developing offers every year, but who knows, maybe these ones will stick around for a long time. And obviously when I bring back in group programs again, that might shift the pricing and, you know, the availability of one-on-one spots. So remember, there's no hard and fast rules with pricing. You get to change your pricing and the way that you structure your offers at any time. And I do this a lot with my offers. So even once I've developed the sales page and I've got the strategy and, you know, it's a proven concept and it's selling and clients are getting great results and I'm getting testimonials. Like if I decide to turn this into a 6 month program, I could do that. I could turn it into a 12 month program. I could turn it into a 30 day program, and I can keep the same branding and sales page, and I can, you know, shift it up. Obviously, like some of the things are going to shift and change depending on how what's possible within the different containers would change. But it's so, so, so important to always be reflecting and tuning in to, like, does this feel really good? Like, do I feel really excited about this way of serving clients? Do I feel like it's truly, you know, of the highest benefit to my client and that it's helping them? Like, do I truly believe that this offer is going to set them up for success to create the result that I'm promising? And do I like the way I'm delivering it? Do I like the way that I'm selling it? And just like, you know, my story is a perfect example of that. Things are going to change, you know, like I want to have a family. I want to get pregnant and have babies. And so things might change, you know, and I might want to take on less clients and I might not have as many spaces available and I might choose to raise my rates. Or with my health that was fluctuating, I decided to sell in very different ways. So we're human. We're always going to be changing and evolving. Our work is always going to be changing and evolving. So this is a constant renegotiation, a constant tweaking and refining, because the more you feel great about what you're selling and how you're selling it, and it feels accessible to you in this phase of life, and it feels easy and sustainable and maintainable and fun, like that's the secret sauce. That's what's going to work for you, because you have to be able to be repetitive and to be able to show up and be consistent if you want to create consistent income. So these content events really work. I've used this way of working to bring in 5 figures within just a few weeks over and over and over again in my business. and you create these really, really valuable assets in your business that I continue to promote. Like, people still download my freebies that I've made throughout the years, and these get to continue to add value to people and educate people about all the different ways that I can support people. And, you know, I have some of them that sell some of my old offers as passive income and have done that throughout my business as well. So I know that every time I run one of these, it's creating clients for me for next month and the month after and the month after. And this is really the power of content events that convert and getting that proven concept where you can see, when I put out this free thing, this person consumed that, and then they bought this next thing, and then they bought this next thing. And you can see the amount of time. Like, this can happen very, very, very quickly. And when you land in that place, you know that your message is working. And then obviously you want to, like, the clients that are coming in, like, if they're not clients that you love working with, or there are, like, there's a mismatch, or they're asking you for something that you don't really want to provide, you know that there's a tweak that needs to happen in your messaging. So that's what I'm going to be focused on this year. Now I'm feeling better. Now I've recovered from long COVID. I'm ready to scale my income the fuck up, especially now we live in California where small old houses cost like $2 million here. Like, it's crazy. So yeah, I will continue to sell on social because that works and continues to bring people in. But I will be continuing to create content events each month to really fill this offer back up and move back to launching scalable group offers again. So that is my plan for the year. Obviously, who knows what might change? Stay tuned. I will keep you posted. And this is exactly what I help my clients to do, to develop their offers, really get into that zone of experimentation, be making money and serving people as they figure this out. What are their, like, zones of genius? What is their special sauce? And really fine tune that clarity on their ideal client by just getting people in the door as quickly as possible, because this really is revealed to you as you work with clients. And I'm a big believer in getting paid to develop your work and serve people as you go, and to really fine tune your message so you can create consistent sales on repeat through live events, through social media, through in-person events, in real life conversations with people that you meet. It's really about having that internal clarity and that confidence. And marketing is really an art and a science, and it's about experimenting and trying things, testing things, getting feedback, fine tuning and refining it. And it gets easier and easier and easier as you get better and better and better at it. And just learning all those little layers and tweaks of, like, oh yeah, this type of message brings in this type of client, and this type of message brings in this type of client. So I know when I want more of these types of clients, I lean into this type of language, these types of stories, this type of content, and finding what works for you, what content comes easily for you, what ways of sharing your story feel fun and like creative expression and growth and embodiment in your own work and leadership, and then repeat, 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 repeat to grow your income. So yeah, I hope you found this helpful. And the price of my Cosmic Brand Story Intensive is going up and will continue to go up. So book now if you are looking for support with that. And my 3-month one-on-one is filling up. So if it's calling to you and you've been wanting to work with me, now would be a great time to apply. Obviously, I'm available in the DMs if you want to reach out, if you have any questions at all. And I have a very exciting new masterclass coming this month, which is going to be on using your astrology chart, specifically your rising sign and your descendant sign, to give you some insights, not only about your ideal client and the types of relationships that you are really here to serve in, but also your superpowers and what they need to know and hear and learn from you, and how you kind of guys fit together in the puzzle piece, and your work is the bridge that elevates both of you. So I'm so excited to share that with you. Stay tuned. It's going to be free for a very limited time before it becomes paid. So make sure you don't miss that. And let me know your insights. Let me know your takeaways and breakthroughs. If you found this was helpful, if you have any questions, or if there's anything that you want to hear me talk about more on the podcast, I'm absolutely open to hearing your perspectives and anything else about my journey that you're curious about. I would love to know. So send me a DM on Creative Magic Club. Check out my website with saramack.com for all those other freebies and resources and goodies that I was talking about. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you next week. Bye.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website, withsarahmack.com, and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.
I'm interrupting this broadcast with a special announcement. Are you wondering which parts of your story to focus on in your content to attract ready-to-buy soulmate clients? Do you wish you had clear sales page copy for your high-ticket offer with a stash of social media posts that lead to easy sales that fill your offer on repeat month after month? Do you wish it felt so easy and natural to talk about how you help people when you get interested clients popping up in your inbox? I can help you. In a 90-minute private coaching intensive together, we'll focus on the most important changes you can start making in your messaging to attract more paying clients into your offers. During our time together, we'll make sure your offer is actually targeted at the kinds of clients you really want to be working with. We'll tighten up your messaging or write it from scratch if we need to, and we'll map out a feel-good launch plan to start filling it up with amazing clients. You'll come away with powerful copy targeted at the kinds of clients who are truly ready to buy your offer and do the work, with a clear step-by-step action plan to start connecting with the right kinds of clients tailored to your strengths and audience. No cookie-cutter approaches here. Plus, clarity on your own story and which parts to share to attract the right people, with a list of content topics and a few solid pieces of sales content that you can start sharing to make sales right away. Clients who have done my intensive have gone on to get 20 applications within 48 hours of hitting publish on their new sales page, tripled their workshop signups, designed and launched new exciting offers, raised their offer price above five figures, and signed new dreamy clients into their high ticket offer within days. To chat about how we can use our time together to start welcoming more amazing clients into your world, message me the word intensive either over on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or to my email, sarah@withsarahmack.com.